This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
We've reached a critical point. Those global retailers and brands have tonight to make up their minds if they're going to sign up for this new safety accord in Bangladesh. Do the right thing. The time is right. The world is watching. The world is waiting.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. That is Philip Jennings, the General Secretary of UNI, the Global Union Federation for Skills and Services. UNI was one of the labor organizations, along with Industrial, which led recent negotiations with multinational garment brands and retailers after the factory collapse in Bangladesh 2 weeks ago. The collapse killed 1,100 people, mostly young women, and injured more than 1,000. Industrial is the global union which represents garment workers and their unions at the world level. The labor organizations had given the corporations until midnight May 14th to sign on to a legally binding fire and building safety accord. 24 corporations have signed the agreement. They include H&M, Marks & Spencer's, Loblaws, Carrefour, Benetton, Sainsbury, Tesco, and the American parent company of Calvin Klein. Two major retailers, Walmart and Gap, who had been part of the negotiations, refused to sign the accord. Gap said it was worried about the legal implications. Walmart said it would police safety in its 267 Bangladesh factories by itself. Labor leaders congratulated the companies who signed, but wondered why it took so long, especially after the deaths of 112 garment workers in a fire near Dhaka last November. Denise McGuire is the head of UNI's World Women's Committee.
I think in looking at it, you've got to say, why did it take the loss of thousands of lives in order for that agreement to be signed?
Labour organisations such as UNI and Industrial, plus the UN's International Labour Organization, have been pushing Bangladesh to allow more unions to represent the country's 4 million garment workers. After the fire last November, the Bangladeshi government passed legislation allowing unions in the sector, but unions were only allowed to be registered if the employer approved. Much of Bangladesh's legislature is made up of employers. On Monday of this week, May 13th, the government approved a new law which allows garment workers to form labor unions without prior permission of factory owners. However, many labor activists in the country expressed doubt that the new law would halt employer resistance to unions. I asked Yerky Reyna about the current situation of unions in Bangladesh. Mr. Reyna is the general secretary of Industrial.
The truth is at the moment that the garment industry in Bangladesh, which employs almost 4 million workers, is in practice a union-free zone. In the 5,000 factories or so, there are perhaps about 30 local unions. So this means that because of the past resistance by employers and by the government to accept the registration of new unions, we don't have a credible counterpart. Now the government and employers, they have promised that this will change, that they will allow the registration of new unions. And we have seen the creation of 20 new local unions in the past two years. However, I have seen the draft labor law reform proposal by the government, and this is not credible. It doesn't fulfill the demands of the ILO, which has deeply regretted the lack of progress there. So we need more to be able to say that the freedom of association exists in Bangladesh. It is possible to form unions because we need a credible union counterpart. At the moment, the workers are getting poverty wages of $38 a month. This cannot continue like that. There's a problem with labor rights. We need a union presence there because without workers' participation, there cannot be any credible safety culture.
And that's it. Radio Labor's daily newscasts are available on its website, Facebook, iTunes, union websites, mobile phones, and community radio stations. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity forever.